Welcome back. That was a beautiful song. I have two guests here in the studio and career coach from Slienoa, Michael McDonald. Morning,
Mark.
Michael.
Mark
McDonald, sorry. Mark, how are you?
Not too bad at all, thanks.
And I have Susan. Susan is from Lanchester Library. Morning, Susan.
Good morning, how are you?
Susan, tell us about this, the Courier Talk event is, that you're going to organise in Lanchester Library, you were talking about.
Yeah, well, Lanchester Library has been chosen just recently to run a pilot project in the libraries. It's part of a national project that will be run throughout Ireland in several library authorities. And we're going to be setting up a business and employment information service. So part of the service will be for entrepreneurs, job seekers, businesses and stuff like that. So what we'll be doing is we'll be having different events going on in the library. We've changed the area of the library as well upstairs. We'll have a lot more business books and stuff like that.
So it'll be more professional focus.
More professional focus. And we're going to basically support all the different employment services, business services within the local area. We're going to be like a support or a focus information point where if people are looking for information, they can come to the library and we can let them know what's in the area. So as part of the project is that we're going to have like employment morning, business talk. So we have our first kind of employment morning is next Monday, which Mark will be coming in and he'll be doing it on careers and how to build your CV. Mm-hmm. And then after Mark, then we'll have tea coffee morning and we have a new recruitment agency that's in Blanchestown, mm-hmm. Osborne Recruitment, and they're going to come in and just talk how to use a recruitment agency, where to find jobs. They work for employers and for people that are looking for jobs as well.
Yeah, before I go to Mark, I know sometimes it's, I think, every 3-4 months or every 6 months, you've been doing some of the courses,
yeah.
And for the career guides, and
yeah.
You have some of the people coming on board to let the people know how to do their CVs and how to prepare
yeah.
themselves for the interview. This project
will be...
How is it different from the other ones that
well,
you
part of the difference of this project is we're doing a lot of the stuff in partnership with the different groups in the area, like the local employment service,
oh, right.
with the LEOs and stuff. A lot of the stuff we do kind of... We find that people are looking for the information and we would organise the events. This way we're going to speak to all the people in the area and find out exactly what people are looking for. We're sending out questionnaires as well, and we're going to find out information, what people want from the library as well, from the businesses and from people unemployed. Because we find sometimes people come into us, they're looking for information. We would have a certain amount, or we might direct them to citizens' information. Mm-hmm. But if we have more focus points, that's going on in the area as well. That's the plan.
So before that, it was just only educational?
Yeah.
That you were educating people.
Yeah.
But now it's more kind of a professional and
professional information service.
Coming to Mark, you know. I was saying it to you, Michael. I'm sorry. But that's me all the time forgetting the name, so people know that. Mark. You're a professional career guide and you're from the Dublin North office.
That's
you run
correct.
Dublin North
yeah.
office.
Yeah.
Tell us about the career, what I should say, people. What do you feel that people need a lot more help in which area when it comes to career?
Yeah, I suppose we would deal with job seekers on a nationwide basis, really. We have offices located nationwide. And we would deal with people literally at every aspect of the career. It could be graduates, it could be career changers, it could be people who unfortunately have been made redundant due to what we've all gone through in terms of, you know, economic trends over the last number of years. Or we could deal with people who are simply at a crossroads. You
mm-hmm.
know, they've worked in a certain sector for a particular length of time, and for whatever reason, they feel it's not for them and they need to change. So I suppose the range of issues that we would deal with would very much be across the board. But I suppose the core of our business is really centred on working, you know, directly with job seekers in terms of CV preparation, mm-hmm. interview training, mock interview, job searching and networking strategies, and really any type of assistance that we can offer to people depending on where they are within their career at a particular point.
Mm-hmm. And where do you feel
but length job. Comes into 4 or 5 pages. Now, somebody applying for, let's say, a medical position or an academic position, it's somewhat, I suppose, it would be somewhat expected within there because they would have a lot of information, we'll say, in relation to articles they may have published from an academic point of view and so forth. So you can justify something of that length. But in general terms, you know, the accepted norm would be in or around 2 pages. And again, if we always encourage our clients to kind of step into the shoes of the employer, step into the shoes of the recruiter. If you have to filter through a large volume of CVs, some of those are CVs that run into 5 or 4 pages, you're not going to be incentivized to give that the same level of attention than you would somebody who has a nicely laid out, clear and concise 2-page CV, and most importantly, that accurately reflects the requirements within the job spec. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it happens that your CV is absolutely fantastic, brilliant. You probably have hired because most of the companies, you will be aware, most of the companies, they are providing you the services to make their CVs. Would you reckon the people to go to these agencies to get your CVs professionally done, or would you ask your clients to do your CV by yourself?
Well, I suppose just purely in relation to CV preparation, we would have a range of offers. We can offer a CV critique for people if they feel that they're confident enough to create their own CV, but they would just like a professional eye to critique it. And we would give them some audio and video suggestions, and they can go off and do the work themselves.
So that you don't need to go to?
Others may feel, for whatever reason, that they might struggle to articulate themselves properly and accurately on a CV, and in that event, we would actually do their CV for them. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on the individual need. Mm-hmm. Depending on how people feel about their own ability to really sell themselves, which is the most important thing with a CV, to really sell themselves, to really articulate their skills, their talents, to highlight their core competencies. If they feel they can do that, then
perfect. Yeah, if they can't, yeah.
Yeah.
Coming to the interview, okay, CV was done, perfect. Mm-hmm. You have provide them assistance and you have guide them, they have done CVs, or if they have gone to the other companies and CVs done, okay, CV was perfect, employer just shortlisted them for interview. Mm-hmm. Most of the people, they cannot qualify an interview. Do you provide assistance?
We do indeed, yeah. I suppose one of our most commonly used services would be interview training, where we will take a client through a 2-hour fairly intensive session, during which we will coach them to a point where they feel they will answer every question they're asked at interview around a clearly defined 4-step method that we would coach them to. Interviews are tough. An interview environment is an artificial environment, and invariably we're not ourselves an interview.
Yes.
We tend to, in some cases, over-talk, overplay our hand. In some cases, we just revert into ourselves and we become kind of monosyllabic and nervous and we don't sell ourselves. But I think the most important aspect to interview, to preparing for an interview, really lies in the research you do beforehand. You've got to present yourself as somebody who has researched that company, has researched that role, knows how to align their skills, their talents, their backgrounds to the key requirements within that particular role. Again, as I said earlier, step into the shoes of the employer. What are they looking for? In general terms, within an interview scenario, an employer, whether they realise it or not, they're asking themselves 4 questions. They want to know, what have you done before? Can you do it again? Can you do it for me as an employer? And will you do it within our culture? Mm-hmm. So, that in essence is what the whole interview dynamic is about. So you, as a job seeker,
you have to present yourself as the person who's researched that company, who's researched that role, who understands the company, who's looked at the website, looked at their value statement, their mission statement, you know, researched any online information that's available about the company, gone on to boards.ie and anonymously ask questions about maybe, you know, from people who may work in that company or know people who work in that organisation. You know, gather as much information as you can. So when you get to the point that you're sitting down in front of an interview panel, you're presenting yourself as somebody who, A, can prove that your skills, your talents and your backgrounds will match the requirements mm-hmm. for that particular role. And you can validate that by proving that, you know, I've researched this company, I've researched the role, I understand the company culture, I've found out the names of the people on the interview panel, I've looked at their LinkedIn profiles, I understand their background, the type of people they are. And a combination of all this really enables somebody to present well at interview.
Yeah. So it's a general perception that even sometimes we talk with friends and, you know, the neighbours, and they generally say, if you don't have an experience and you want to change the profession, that's not a good idea. Because, again, you're putting yourself at a higher risk the people who have experience, they will get the job. You, as a career guide, where do you see that going? Is it true, or...?
I wouldn't necessarily agree. And I'll tell you why. There's a huge issue that people need to understand and buy into, and that is the value of their transferable skills. And if you're somebody who feels you want to change sector, if you're at a crossroads and you just, whatever your career path up to a certain point is not what you want to spend the next 30 or 40 years doing, you know, myself or any of my colleagues in Celino Careers, we always encourage people to identify, and we will help them to identify what we refer to as their transferable skills. And there are a huge amount of skills that people will develop during a particular career that can actually transfer into a different sector. If you think about the high degree of overlap between key skills, core skills, within one particular profession, a large portion of them will transfer into a different sector. You know, and one example I would always use, if we look at the turmoil that's gone on within the construction sector, and there were so many people who would have had a successful career within construction up until around maybe 2008, the market just died, it just collapsed. And a lot of those people have gone on and secured, you know, quite a good career in a completely different sector, but they've used their transferable skills to act in their favour. They've used their ability to plan and organise. They've used their communication skills. They've used their teamwork, their understanding of how to operate within a team dynamic. They've used their planning skills. You know, there's quite a few... quite a lot of skills that you can deem to be transferable from one sector into another. And I think when we're working hand in hand and face to face with candidates, when we explain this process to them, it kind of, the mist begins to lift. Mm-hmm. People kind of go, do you know what? Yeah, I have an opportunity here. There is, I'm not pigeonholed into this particular sector for
the rest of
for
my
years
life.
To come. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's absolutely... Have confidence in yourself and that's it.
Absolutely have confidence. Yeah, believe in yourself. First and foremost, before you do anything in terms of you know, your own job searching strategy, believe in yourself, you know.
That's the key.
Exactly. You know, if you don't believe in yourself at interview stage, nobody else will.
Well, so. Yes. I'm coming back to you in a minute because I need to ask Susan a question, and then I'll ask you if anybody wants to contact Celino, what is the website and what is the way to contact you, you know, the mm-hmm. easy and convenient way, and how can you help people? Susan, from Branchestown Library, I know that you have been doing educational programs to mm-hmm. educate people how to change their profession and if you want to, and how to get themselves better, even if whatever profession. Yeah. If they want to stay, how to get, you know, promotions and things like that. Why do you feel what was the need for that project?
Well, the need for the project was the Department of Environment, which looks after libraries, and the local government agency did a review of libraries and the role of libraries all over the country there. And from the different working groups that came out of it, that the public thought libraries would have an influence in the economic recovery mm-hmm. Of the local citizens and stuff like that, and also an educational part as well. So I suppose this business and employment part is part of the economic recovery, how we can help and how we can support.
So that was a step ahead.
Yeah. Just actually on the changing career and stuff like that, over in the library here, we're part of a Europe Direct information centre as well. Mm-hmm. So we give a lot of information and we help support people that do European voluntary service mm-hmm. schemes. And it can be from 2 weeks, 3 months, 6 months. And what it basically is if people are thinking of changing careers or have an idea that they'd like to do something else, especially young people, mm-hmm. they can actually apply for volunteering in different parts of Europe and they go for free. Their accommodation is paid for and in different sectors. So we've some people have just gone over, they're interested in youth work, so they've gone to a different country to do youth work and see how that works, or somebody's interested in
just to get experience.
Just to get the experience, just to see what it's like. So as we were saying, like then that's, they can put that on their CV as well. Well, it's something, I've done this, I'm not happy with that, I think I might change my career. Mm-hmm. We have another person that's gone over and is working in catering and just to see if that's what they want to do as well. So there's information there over in the Europe Direct Centre. And a lot of the different European institutes offer internships mm-hmm. as well for people, and you don't have to have a degree or anything like that. You could be finished school, and then I suppose with Springboard and stuff like that as well, we would have a lot of information there. They're just different courses and stuff that can change your career and give you an idea of what's going
and
on.
And where can they get this application from?
They can come over to us in the library, have the information there, or if they go onto the europedirect.ie website, the information will be there as well. Or there's a European youth portal, and it has a lot of the information on there as well. And also EURES, which is part of socialwelfare.ie, would have a lot of information there as well.
Perfect. Mark? As Susan was saying, that they have that project that the people, that whoever just want to get an experience, they're going to different countries, a different part of the Europe, and they're getting experienced. Do you provide training for the people to go a different part of the world and to get employment over there?
Well, we have worked with clients who, you know, have made that decision to relocate, relocate geographically. Again, I suppose they would form part of the overall, I suppose, spectrum of mm-hmm. of clients that we would work with. And what I suppose what we see at the moment really is just a very broad range of people who are seeking out our services at Selena. We deal with people who, you know, are looking at kind of fairly entry level positions right up to senior executive, and a lot of those will make the decision to travel mm-hmm. to gain further experience. And I think, you know, depending on where somebody is, I suppose, within their own life, it would be an excellent opportunity to travel, especially if you're doing it on your own terms as opposed to forced immigration. But to give yourself the opportunity to travel, to learn how to, you know, to learn about working in a different culture, completely different environment. And it can really add a large degree of I suppose, of weight to your CV from that point going forward. So I would definitely be an advocate for somebody who feels that travelling abroad and working abroad will add value to them in terms of their overall career progression.
Perfect. And if anybody wants to contact you to get advice and help and assistance, do you have a website?
Our website is selinuacareers.com, S-L-I-N-U-A careers.com. Our Dublin North office is located at the Link Building, which is beside Institute of Technology, Blanchardstown, just after Blanchardstown Road North. They can contact me if they like by email, just mark@selinuacareers.com, S-L-I-N-U-A careers.com.
Thank you very much, Susan, and thank you, Mark. Thanks so much
for being
there. And I'm sure that is absolutely brilliant information for anybody who is just seeking new employment, wants to change the career, or wants to go abroad.